Just over a year ago, Miranda Child was an assistant professor in English at Miami-Dade College. But due in part to funding cuts at state colleges, after 20 years of service, she suddenly found herself out of work. The 59-year-old from Hallandale was left with no salary and quickly vanishing savings, so she made some big lifestyle changes.
I do have a roommate. We certainly never go out to eat. We're down to, like, Spam and spaghetti.
Despite those efforts, within a year, Child was living at the federal poverty line. In January, she and her roommate got the maximum food stamp benefit, $365 a month, total. Child also started getting disability retirement benefits from the state, and things seemed better. But then because of that disability income, Child was dropped from the food stamp program.
The food stamp, when that disappeared in June, since then, oh, it's been so hard. It's so hard. I am certainly not alone. You know, multiply me by thousands.
The U.S. House of Representatives recently voted to cut 5% of funding for food stamps for the next 10 years. Some lawmakers backing the bill say cutting food stamp funds would push more people to find jobs. Others claim that many Americans abuse the program, freeloading off taxpayers. The Senate voted on a bill that would still cut the program, but by a lot less. Still, food costs more in South Florida, about 5% more, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. For a family of two adults and one child, food expenses are about $600 a month. The average food stamp benefit only covers about two-thirds of that.
Everything is up, and the salaries are not going up.
Iris Montalvo is with Regis House, a nonprofit organization in Miami-Dade. She helps people apply for government benefits and says cuts to the food stamp program would be devastating for her clients.
And if they can't turn to the government, who are they going to turn to?
The number of people on food stamps typically drops when the economy improves. But in South Florida, as things have gotten better over the last several years, the food stamp program actually grew, by a lot in some places. In Broward and Miami-Dade, the percentage of eligible households doubled.
Extra rice.
Gloria Lewis tries to offer at least a temporary solution. Although her own family is struggling to make ends meet, the Fort Lauderdale waitress spends every weekend cooking meals at home and serving them to the homeless in her neighborhood.
A plate of food puts such a big smile on somebody's face. You know what I mean?
Lewis says she often cooks more than 100 meals and still doesn't have enough for all the people who show up.
The third week and the last week of the month, the volume is higher because the food stamps are gone. By the third week, it really gets crazy.
Miranda Child, the former Miami-Dade College assistant professor, had hoped to reapply for food stamps in December. But with cuts looming, she now fears that's just a pipe dream. Since she lost her food stamps, she says she's had to stretch her disability checks to cover both food and other expenses, like medication.
I can't even aspire to a whole life. And I think other people in my situation may be even doing worse.
The White House has threatened to veto the bill to cut food stamps, should it pass the Senate. I'm Rachel Morello in Miami.